So this is a very timely event. St. Mark's United Methodist Church has launched a campaign that we really need right now. It is called Do Unto Others, encouraging each of us to share a little kindness with our neighbors. And Pastor Dan Metzger is with us on the program in the studio this morning. And you said that you were actually started to formulate this idea earlier this year. So this has been a while in the works.
Right. We knew that the election season was coming, yeah, as it does every 4 years.
Yeah.
Back in January, Pastor Adam Hamilton from Church of the Resurrection in Kansas City was speaking at our church, and he talked about how his church was going to be doing something called the Kindness Campaign, and that they were going to be focusing on this idea of the golden rule of do unto others. And so we thought, you know what, this works not just in Kansas City, this works in Findlay as well. And so we decided we wanted to jump on that bandwagon because we know that this is a time of year when people tend to polarize themselves and push themselves into other camps, and it can become hard to always remember kindness in those moments.
And that has really been demonstrated in the past week, I think, in large respect. When you talk about, we've been talking about it on the program, this concern about immigration and some of the rumors or some of the fearful beliefs, misunderstandings, misperceptions about certain segments of our community. This really speaks to that, I think.
It does. And of course, we didn't know this was going to be what would be happening when we launched this campaign. But
God's timeline.
But there's going to be something, because there always is something that we can find to divide us. And this is an opportunity for us, not just as Christians, but I think as a community also, to step back and to remember that that each person is a beloved child of God and somebody who's worthy of a little bit of kindness and a little bit of compassion and respect and love.
Yeah.
And so when we have this call to do unto others, I think one of the questions we ask ourselves is, well, how do I want to be treated? If I'm supposed to do unto others as I would have them do unto me, how do I want them to treat me? And the way I want to be treated is with kindness and compassion and respect and love. And so I think that that's where it has to start.
To be clear, this is, like we said, this was the genesis of this campaign, the idea formulated long ago. This is not launched this week in response to what we have seen this week. But again, it is very very timely given the circumstances. And it was kind of interesting when you first posted about this online. You and I had an interesting online discussion, or a bit of a back and forth, because call it the cynic in me, but there will be those who will see this as itself a political statement. And that, I think, just demonstrates how polarized we have become, that, you know, kindness is almost seen as a political position.
I really believe that kindness is not a policy of one party or the other.
Yeah.
That it's something that we are all meant to have and to share with others. I wonder if some of the reason that we feel that way is because we've kind of lost our curiosity with one another. When I find out that somebody is one political party or the other, I stop sometimes being curious about them. I know what kind of person that person is. Then if they're going to vote that way, then they must be XYZ.
Right.
And we've lost our curiosity with, well, I wonder why they might feel that way. Mm-hmm. And I believe that life is all about relationships. We have to be in relationship with one another to be able to know, I wonder why they might feel this way. Why might they be this way on a particular issue? And the more I have conversations with people, the more I treat them with a little bit of kindness and at least the benefit of the doubt that this might really be a good person. It gives me the opportunity to understand people a little bit better. Not necessarily to say, well, I agree with you on everything, but to at least have empathy and compassion for others.
And maybe some understanding of how an individual has come to believe a certain thing or a certain way.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think so often I'll hear somebody say, I don't understand how they could. And that's a great place for you to start. When you say, yeah. I don't understand, mm-hmm. that's an opportunity for you to go and ask some questions. And you mentioned some of the things around immigration here. I think one of the things that has been really helpful for me, and I shared a little bit of this with our church when we launched this campaign, is that I've had the opportunity to interact with some of the folks in our Haitian community, and it's given me an opportunity to know, oh, this is why you feel this way. This mm-hmm. is, these are the things that are going on in your life.
Yeah.
And it's given me a little bit more compassion, a little bit more understanding of that.
Yeah. Surprise, surprise, kind of like we mentioned yesterday, surprise, surprise, it is not all about the internet memes and the political talking points.
Yeah. So, yeah. People are deeper than that. People yeah. are deeper than a list of talking points and a mm-hmm. list of policies of one political party.
Yeah. So the Do Unto Others campaign, obviously you're launching it within St. Mark's United Methodist Church, but really for the entire community.
Yeah. And there's going to be hundreds of churches around the country who are doing something similar.
Mm-hmm. The more the merrier.
The more the merrier. I don't think we have a surplus of kindness at this point. And so it's really okay. True. It's okay for more to join in. We may yeah. not even be the only church in Findlay that does this.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we've got some yard signs and they just say, do unto others kindness. And then on the backside, it just has listed the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And I think that I hope that this is a platform that all of us can campaign for.
Yeah.
And so what we're going to do is the four Sundays leading up to the election, we're going to talk about some of these things. How do we want others to treat us?
Mm-hmm.
And in contrast, then how do we treat others? And
yeah.
so the themes will be kindness, compassion, respect, and
love.
The
big challenge, I think, is not just to get people to put the yard signs out front of their houses and pay lip service to this, but actually go out and do it.
Absolutely.
Because it's really easy to say, oh, yeah, I support the Do Unto Others campaign and, you know, kindness, we need more of that, yada, yada, yada. It's sometimes a lot more difficult to actually put that in practice.
Yeah, and so it's going to have to be an intentional thing.
Yeah.
How can you intentionally practice a little bit of kindness? One example that I like to give is when I go to the grocery store, one of the things I put on my grocery list is I'm not allowed to leave until I help someone. Or until I, you know, interact with someone in a way that brightens their day in some way. Like that's a part of my list. I need flour, I need sugar, I need milk, and I need to be nice to someone. And it helps me to like look for those opportunities. And there's way more opportunities at work, when you're driving, whatever mm-hmm. it might be. And a part of, I think, what can help us to do that is to, as we look at other people, say, I wonder what that person might be going through.
Yeah,
because we're all dealing with stuff, and everybody can benefit from a little kindness.
Amen to that. We've got a link up for more information about the Do Unto Others campaign. If somebody wants a yard sign to help spread the word.
Yeah, you don't have to go to St. Mark's to have one of the yard signs. You can just stop by the church office. We'll be happy to give you.
Awesome stuff. Pastor Dan Metzger with us this morning, St. Mark's United Methodist Church. Thanks very much for dropping by. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.